This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is 12/16/2020, and this is show number 177. Well, Nick, man, these holiday markets, huh? And combine that with the quadruple witching hour, and you got an interesting market out there.
You do. You do. Yesterday, we had a big rally. Monday, we had a fade, and today we got a little bit of a flat tape. So today you have the Dow Jones and the Russell pulling back a little bit. The S&P and the NASDAQ are up a little bit. So it's really, that's what you have to expect during a quadruple witching options expiration, which is this Friday. The whole week is going to be, basically a seesaw, up, down, all around, especially in the individual names. So you know, we always watch for that. And again, you want to always be a little bit cautious this week. Make sure you really, really pick solid, solid chart levels to trade off of. And that's all you want to do. Other than that, you know, you might as well just take the week off.
Yeah, so this is a dangerous time for your average trader, isn't it?
Well, you know, especially for the retail options trader that's trying to trade the near-term contract, that's something you don't want to do. You want to avoid that altogether. You want to go out, give yourself, you know, 2-3 months of time on an option at any given point, whether it's quad witch week or not. The one thing I always tell traders to do is to just get the best chart patterns, look at them, make sure that they're going to, you know, give you a good risk reward setup going forward, and then, you know, pay up a little bit for the time if you're trading options. But this quadruple witching options expiration, it's always, always a turbulent, volatile period for the individual names, a lot of the popular stock.
Right. So today we're getting the FOMC meeting, huh?
Yeah. Today the Federal Reserve, which is the Federal Open Market Committee, those are the members that can vote. They will conclude a two-day meeting that will happen today. And then around 2 o'clock this afternoon, we'll get an announcement from Jay Powell, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. He is not expected to make any policy changes. At least we're not expecting any. Sometimes the verbiage could move markets a little bit, his comments. And then I believe at 2:30 today, he'll hold a press conference. So we'll have to see what comes out of that. Sometimes that can move markets. But overall, this is the final meeting of the year for the Fed. So I don't think they're going to do too much. I think they're just going to kind of leave things alone going into the new year.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. There's enough instability and uncertainty, right, in political, economic, geopolitical, everything. And so it'd be, the best bet is if they can get away with it, just to leave everything alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now we have quantitative unlimited going on. I don't really think there's much more really they could do, but you never know what these guys can come up with. So we'll see what he has to say. We'll see if that does move markets. Overall, though, I'm not expecting all that much excitement after the announcement.
Hey, so somebody told me that well, the Fed's balance sheet shows that they created anywhere from $3 to $7 trillion more in currency units, that there are other people out there that believe the actual amount of currency that they printed is actually many, many times in excess of that. What's your thought there?
Well, I don't know. That's a great question. I've heard the same thing. But if you look at their balance sheet, it has expanded, you know, substantially. But I don't know if it's going to be over $8 trillion, but either way, just a simple, you know, a trillion is a lot. You know, a couple of years ago, we used to talk about billions. Now we throw around the word trillion like it's nothing. So, you know, I definitely don't know the answer to that. I wish I had more insight on it, but, you know, I'm just a chartist. I look at the charts and I just try to go off of that.
And one thing we do know is during the last financial crisis in 08 and 09, they printed up $16 trillion that they just forgot to tell us about till much later after the disaster. And then that was to bail out both U.S. and foreign banks besides the $700 billion bailout package approved by Congress. And they did this in the form of swaps, and they did IOUs and such. And In fact, they could be printing up way, way more than that now, because that was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Today, you know, dollars are worth a lot less and the leverage is much higher.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I probably would side with your opinion there. anything goes in the Wild West of the central bankers these days.
Yeah, it's unknowable. Hey, finally, let's look at gold and silver. Silver took off early in the morning. It was over $25 the ounce, and then mysteriously it got slammed back, but it's still up quite a bit.
Yeah, silver is having a good day above that $25 level. That's probably a pretty big level this week due to Options X. So we'd have to keep an eye on that. But silver right now at $25.14, up about 50 cents. So it's still having a pretty solid day. And gold today up about $5.50 on the futures, trading at around $18.61. But again, after the Fed announcement, depending on what they say, keep an eye on the precious metals, keep an eye on interest rates, also keep an eye on the dollar. All of those could be in play later today.
Yeah, so nobody, well, it used to be said, Nick, when the legislature is in session, no man's life, liberty, or property is safe. But now you really could say when the Fed is meeting, no man's life, liberty, or property is safe.
Well, I have to say right now, when you look at the central bankers, you know, the presidents get a lot of credit. All the presidents that have ever been elected get a lot of credit and a lot of shame when the markets go up and down. But really, it's the central bankers that control whether the markets go up or down just by the amount of liquidity they add into the system and the amount of liquidity they remove from the system. So, you know, policy can do some things that from the Congress or from the president, but the reality of it is it's the central bankers that move markets.
Yes, of course, and in a way, the presidents are bit players in this whole thing. I think we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Check out Nick's extensive trading record that is updated regularly. And while you're at it, subscribe to the Twitter feeds. There's at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz, and send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.